This is a recording for complete test 5. If you are having difficulty hearing the audio, make any necessary adjustments in the volume now. Read the directions in your textbook as you listen to the directions on this recording. Complete test 5. Section 1. Listening comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have an opportunity to demonstrate your ability to understand conversations and talks in English. There are 3 parts to this section, with special directions for each part. Answer all the questions on the basis of what is stated or implied by the speakers you hear. Do not take notes or write in your test book at any time. Do not turn the pages until you are told to do so. Part A. Directions. In Part A, you will hear short conversations between 2 people. After each conversation, you will hear a question about the conversation. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Listen to an example. On the recording, you will hear,
"That exam was just awful."
"Oh, it could have been worse."
What does the woman mean? In your test book, you will read, A. The exam was really awful. B. It was the worst exam she had ever seen. C. It couldn't have been more difficult. D. It wasn't that hard. You learn from the conversation that the man thought the exam was very difficult and that the woman disagreed with the man. The best answer to the question, "What does the woman mean?" is D. It wasn't that hard. Therefore, the correct choice is D. Now we will begin Part A with the first conversation. Number 1.
You have rehearsal tonight? For what?
I have a role in the school play.
What does the woman mean? Number 2.
Would you like to get some coffee or tea, perhaps?
I am a bit thirsty.
What does the woman mean? Number 3.
You seem rather tired. Do you need to get some rest?
I'm not at all tired. In fact, the opposite is true.
What does the woman mean? Number 4.
The amount of money we had to pay for these texts was way out of line.
I'll say.
What does the man mean? Number 5.
You couldn't get into your apartment? Why not?
The key they gave me wouldn't fit into the lock.
What does the man mean? Number 6.
Did you go to the conference, or did someone else represent you?
I had one of my friends go in my place.
What does the man mean? Number 7.
What did the lawyer say?
The lawyer told me to call him back tomorrow.
What does the woman mean? Number 8.
What can you tell me about Professor Mitchell's class?
Well, there's hardly any homework, but the exams are really difficult.
What does the man say about the class? Number 9.
This math problem is just too hard.
Let's leave it for now and come back to it later, after we've finished the rest of the problems.
What does the man suggest? Number 10.
Everyone was sure talking a lot in class.
That's true. I had a lot I wanted to contribute to the discussion, but I couldn't get a word in.
What does the man mean? Number 11.
That meeting was extraordinarily chaotic, disorganized, and fruitless. It perturbs me that I had to sit through it in its entirety.
Well, I'm glad I missed it.
What does the man say about the meeting? Number 12.
I can't believe how fast the professor spoke during the lecture on physiology.
You can say that again.
What does the man mean? Number 13.
Can we get together this afternoon to discuss our project?
Sorry, I can't. I have a doctor's appointment. I have to get my eyes checked.
Where is the woman most likely going? Number 14.
How would you like to go skiing this weekend?
I was kind of scared the last time I tried it, but I'd like another chance to try it again.
What does the woman mean? Number 15.
The conference last weekend was really great.
I heard that it was. I really wish I had been able to go.
What does the man mean? Number 16.
Do you think you should take a jacket to this baseball game?
Oh, I wasn't uncomfortable at the last game, and I didn't have a jacket with me then.
What does the woman imply? Number 17.
You got a ticket? How did that happen?
The car was parked in a no parking zone.
What does the man mean? Go on to the next page. Number 18.
Was Sally prepared for her presentation? I'm not sure she spent much time working on it.
Trust me, she couldn't have been more prepared.
What does the man say about Sally? Number 19.
We've been invited to go sailing this weekend. Would you like to go?
Sailing? I seldom have time to go sailing, and I really love it. Let's go.
What does the man mean? Number 20.
Sorry, I can't let you borrow my notes from yesterday's class because I don't have them.
Then you weren't in class yesterday.
What did the woman believe? Number 21.
Didn't you hear the professor say that the paper must be at least 5 pages long?
I must not have been listening during that part of class.
What does the woman mean? Number 22.
How long do we have to finish our projects for music class?
They're due December 1st, aren't they?
What does the man mean? Number 23.
Can you believe that tuition has gone up for next year?
I can believe it. The fee increase wasn't exactly unexpected.
What does the woman mean? Number 24.
Can you think of the answer to the last question?
I need just a minute. It's on the tip of my tongue.
What does the woman mean? Number 25.
So you have a part-time job on the newspaper?
Well, I do for now, but I've heard that some of the employees are getting laid off. I hope I still have a job after that.
What does the woman say about the employees? Number 26.
Have you seen your score on the exam yet?
Yes, and I couldn't be happier with my score on the exam.
What does the woman mean? Number 27.
I heard that Professor Houston's economics class was really hard. Did you sign up for it?
I really wish I hadn't. I heard that it was hard, too.
What does the man mean? Number 28.
You missed the committee meeting last evening.
I would have been there if I hadn't fallen asleep when I got back from class.
What does the man imply? Number 29.
I'm going into the office on both Saturday and Sunday.
So you will be working this weekend.
What had the woman assumed? Number 30.
Mary said some pretty unflattering things about our project.
Yes, she did. We'll just have to brush it off and keep on trying to make the project better.
What does the man mean? This is the end of Part A. Go on to the next page. Now read along with me as I read the directions for Part B. Remember, you should not read ahead or turn the pages while the directions for this part are being read. Part B. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear longer conversations. After each conversation, you will hear several questions. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Remember, you are not allowed to take notes or write in your test book. Now we will begin Part B with the first conversation. Questions 31 through 34. Listen to a woman talk to a friend about her plans for the afternoon.
I'm going to my health club this afternoon. Would you like to come along? You could try it out and see if you want to take out a membership.
You belong to a health club? It seems that everyone that I meet here is involved in some kind of exercise program.
Oh, exercise is very popular nowadays, and this health club's the best in the area. Why don't you try it today?
I would like to get a little more exercise, but I'm not sure if a health club's the way to go.
This club has all kinds of exercise machines and classes, a track, racquetball courts, and a sauna. It has every kind of exercise you could want, except perhaps a swimming pool.
Well, I guess it can't hurt to try it just once. What time should we go?
Number 31. Where is the woman going this afternoon? Number 32. Why does the woman ask the man to go? Number 33. According to the woman, what kinds of services does the health club offer? Number 34. What does the man decide to do? Questions 35 through 38. Listen to a conversation between two students.
We really need to get to work on our oral presentation for political science class.
We certainly do. You and I have to give the presentation next week, and we've hardly anything done.
I can't believe that the presentation is next week. I thought we had so much time to prepare, but the time just seems to have disappeared. The presentation's on Thursday of next week, isn't it?
That's right. So we have exactly 1 week to get ready for it. We're going to have to do a lot of work in the next week.
In this presentation on the court system, do you think we should talk about all three, the municipal, the state, and the federal court systems?
It's too much if we talk about all three, and I'm not sure we have enough time to prepare. How about if we only talk about the state and the federal courts?
That sounds good to me. I think it's best if we talk about fewer topics and really cover them in depth. Say, I really know a lot about the state courts, and you know a lot about the federal courts. How about if we each work on preparing those parts individually? And then we can get together and put it all into one overall presentation.
All right. I'll work on the federal courts, and you can work on the state courts, and then we'll get together in a few days. How about if we get together next Monday?
That sounds good to me. The presentation is not until Thursday, so if we get together on Monday, we'll have plenty of time to work on it.
Not exactly plenty of time, but we should be able to get it done. See you on Monday, if not sooner.
See you then.
Number 35. What are the man and woman discussing in this conversation? Number 36. What will the man and woman discuss during their presentation? Number 37. When do they next plan to meet? Number 38. How much time do they have to prepare for the presentation? This is the end of Part B. Go on to the next page. Now, read along with me as I read the directions for Part C. Remember, you should not read ahead or turn the pages while the directions for this part are being read. Part C. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several talks. After each talk, you will hear some questions. The talks and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Here is an example. On the recording, you will hear, listen to an instructor talk to his class about painting.
Artist Grant Wood was a guiding force in the school of painting known as American Regionalist, a style reflecting the distinctive characteristics of art from rural areas of the United States. Wood began drawing animals on the family farm at the age of 3, and when he was 38, one of his paintings received a remarkable amount of public notice and acclaim. This painting, called American Gothic, is a starkly simple depiction of a serious couple staring directly out at the viewer.
Now listen to a sample question. What style of painting is known as American Regionalist? In your test book, you will read A. Art from America's inner cities. B. Art from the central region of the U.S. C. Art from various urban areas in the U.S. D. Art from rural sections of America. The best answer to the question, what style of painting is known as American Regionalist, is D. Art from rural sections of America. Therefore, the correct choice is D. Now, listen to another sample question. What is the name of Wood's most successful painting? In your test book, you will read A. American Regionalist. B. The Family Farm in Iowa. C. American Gothic. D. A Serious Couple. The best answer to the question, what is the name of Wood's most successful painting, is C. American Gothic. Therefore, the correct choice is C. Remember, you are not allowed to take notes or write in your test book. Go on to the next page. Now we will begin Part C with the first talk. Questions 39 through 42. Listen to a talk given on a college campus.
Hello and welcome to campus. This morning there will be a short tour of the university before we head to the administration complex for registration. I've been selected to be your tour guide because I've been a student on this campus for 3 years and I know my way around well. The first stop on our tour is the library. As you can see, it's a large library with over 100,000 volumes. Additionally, there are journals, newspapers, and magazines from around the world. The library's open 7 days a week from 8 o'clock to midnight. From the library, we'll move on to the student center. In the Student Center, you'll find the university bookstore, where you can purchase all the texts for the courses you're taking. You can also find a post office, a bank, a theater, a coffee shop, a travel agency, and a bowling alley in the Student Center. The Student Center's here to provide services and entertainment for the student body. The final stop on our tour is the administration complex. In this area, you'll find the offices of university administrators and the student records office. The auditorium where registration takes place is also in the administration complex. Now that we have reached the administration complex, the next item on your agenda is registration. Good luck.
Number 39. Who is the speaker? Number 40. What is the main topic of the talk? Number 41. According to the speaker, what is the overall purpose of the Student Center? Number 42. Where will registration take place? Questions 43 through 46. Listen to a talk on water pollution.
A major cause of water pollution in the 1950s was the use of synthetic detergents. Unlike natural soaps, which were biodegradable, synthetic detergents would not break down into simpler substances. When released into the water supply, these non-biodegradable synthetic detergents caused masses of foam to remain in both surface water and groundwater. In the 1960s, new biodegradable detergents came into use, and the problem of foaming lakes, rivers, and streams began to disappear. However, these new biodegradable detergents contained phosphates, and those phosphates presented an entirely different set of problems in maintaining a clean water supply.
Number 43. What major cause of water pollution in the 1950s was presented in this talk? Number 44. What are biodegradable substances? Number 45. What happened when non-biodegradable synthetic detergents were released into the water supply? Number 46. What will probably be the topic of the talk that follows? Questions 47 through 50. Listen to a lecture given by a college professor.
Today's lecture is on the composition of the Earth's atmosphere. By that, I mean which gases actually make up the atmosphere. I hope all of you have read the required textbook chapter on this subject prior to coming to class today. The key point that I would like you to understand is the changing nature of the atmosphere. The atmosphere has not remained the same throughout the Earth's history. Scientists believe that the Earth's original atmosphere probably consisted of ammonia and methane. Perhaps 20 million years ago, the atmosphere evolved into something resembling the modern composition of 78% nitrogen, 20% oxygen, and a variety of other gases making up the remaining 2%. One factor that was instrumental in causing the change in the atmosphere was the evolution of plant life. Oxygen is part of the modern-day atmosphere because of plant life and the process of photosynthesis that goes along with it. Well, that's all for today. Before tomorrow's class, you should be sure to read the next chapter in the text, chapter 10.
Number 47. What is the topic of this talk? Number 48. When did the atmosphere first evolve into the composition that exists today? Number 49. What caused oxygen to develop in the atmosphere? Number 50. What is the assignment for tomorrow's class? This is the end of Section 1. Stop work on Section 1. Turn off the recording.